Deadly weather. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Four people dead in Arkansas from tornadoes that touched down Friday in Wynn and in Little Rock, where police are warning would-be looters.
We will do all that we can to secure those areas to make sure that there's no looting that takes place. We will enforce the law to the highest extent for those that believe they can come into the area and take advantage of this horrific event. We will not allow it to happen.
Little Rock's Assistant Police Chief Andre Dyer, hurricane force winds have collapsed the roof of a theater in Belvidere, Illinois.
One person is dead. 28 people were sent to the hospital after the roof collapsed on concertgoers in the Apollo Theater in Belvidere. 260 people were inside at the time. Officials say all 260 people have been accounted for. It's possible a tornado may have touched down.
Fox's Jackie Abanya's tornado watches continue all along a path from Louisiana to western Ohio, but the area of possible impacts has begun to diminish. It was a week ago tonight that tornadoes ripped through parts of Mississippi, killing more than 20 people. President Biden tried to comfort the residents of Rolling Fork on Friday.
We'll do everything that's legally within my power to do to be of assistance to the people in this community.
The New York indictment against former President Trump remains sealed, but details are leaking out.
Two people familiar with the matter tell the Associated Press former President Donald Trump faces multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. Court officials say he will be arrested and arraigned next Tuesday.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, St. Petersburg, Florida. The search for a 2-year-old boy missing since his mother was found murdered on Wednesday has ended with the discovery of the child's body in the mouth of an alligator in a nearby lake. Police say they plan to charge the boy's father with both of their murders. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
It's been revealed more U.S. soldiers were hurt in last week's Iranian-sponsored attacks on coalition troops in Syria.
Six U.S. troops are dealing with traumatic brain injury after two separate attacks in Syria. The initial attacks left a U.S. contractor dead, and Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says the additional injuries were recently diagnosed.
All personnel in the vicinity of a blast are screened for traumatic brain injuries, so these additional injuries were identified during post-attack medical screenings.
According to the Pentagon, eight militants associated with Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard were killed by American fighter jets in a counterstrike. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine has signed a $13 billion state transportation budget that includes new railroad safety measures, specifically included in response to the train derailment and toxic chemical spill in East Palestine, Ohio, 2 months ago. California, the EPA is clearing the way for state rules that will phase out the sale of diesel-powered trucks. Part of California's plan to cut carbon emissions, the state also plans to end the sale of gasoline-powered cars by 2035. The NCAA women's basketball tournament is down to two teams after Friday's Final Four round.
Number 3 LSU got the night started with a 79-72 win over number 1 Virginia Tech. The Tigers outscoring the Hokies 29-13 in the fourth quarter to advance to their first national championship game in program history. And in the highly anticipated matchup between number 1 South Carolina and number 2 Iowa, the Hawkeyes prevailed.
Here's Clark. A deep one. You bet! Caitlin Clark!
Courtesy of ESPN and the NCAA, Caitlin Clark with 41 points to give the defending champions their first loss in over a year. They win at 77-73. Tip-off for Sunday's championship game is at 3:30 Eastern.
Fox's Tony Genualdo, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to Fox News Podcasts.com.